very day we fall away from you. How desperately we need to be redeemed. Lord Jesus, come lead us. We're desperate for your touch. Oh, great and mighty one, with one desire we come, that you would reign, that you would reign in us. We're offering up our lives, a living sacrifice, that you would reign, that you would reign in us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh again. Come search our hearts and purify our lives. We need your perfect love, we need your discipline. We're lost until you guide us with your light. Lord Jesus, come lead us. We're desperate for your touch. Oh, great and mighty one, with one desire we come, that you would reign, that you would reign in us. We're offering up our lives, a living sacrifice, that you
wanted my life to be so different. I often wonder, what else is there? It's hard to picture the future and imagine it being any different.
I didn't fit in. You know, I'd question God, what is my significance and what is my purpose?
There was no joy in my life. The emotions nearly destroyed me as a person.
I kept myself busy. I didn't have to deal with the pain that I was feeling. I didn't want to go home very much. I couldn't handle it. I didn't want to talk about it.
The house is expected to be clean. Kids dressed nicely, and yes, I feel like I have to do it all because I'm a woman. If I don't do that, then who will?
You're probably asking yourself the very questions that I grapple with. You know, what is it about my life that matters? Do I make a difference? And if so, what is it? Whenever you begin to understand that it is your unique story, that's when passion and power and energy begin to be unleashed in the difference you make. Never settle for anything less than that life of love that God wants to make possible by breathing His Spirit in you and through you.
Good morning.
Oh, it's heavy.
Yeah.
This is an alabaster box. I suppose you remember these from before. We've passed them out before. And this, we're going to have a bunch on the table over here, and we'd like, after church, if each family would get a box and take it home. We'll be collecting them in February sometime. I'm not sure exactly what week, but in February we will collect them. And the purpose of the money that goes in the alabaster box is for the construction and land for churches, our medical facilities, schools, missionary homes. It's all related to missions, and it's our part that we can do. Amen. We can't all go on and work and witness, which is the teams that go out and build these buildings, but we can all give a little bit of what we've got toward this. So these will be collected in February. After church today, if you'd go over and pick up a box and take it home and start to fill it as you feel led. Thank you.
Thank you, Ella. And those are cleverly designed to be a brick.
So think of your contributing a brick into a building, and specifically for building projects. So, all right, Lisa.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. I'm going to read the verse first from Psalm 95, 1 through 3. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is great and the great King above all gods. Amen. Okay, well, that video promo you saw, come on in, Lynette. Don't be shy. And that video promo you saw relates to a women's Bible study that's going to begin here Wednesday, September 28th. At 6:30 p.m. in the community room just behind you. So, ladies, if you'd like to join us, then please, do you have to sign up, Jeanette? Nope, just come. Come as you are. Because I know we all grapple with the things that they put up there. Today, we begin a new series on spiritual gifts. I'm excited. Are you guys excited? How many of you have ever taken a spiritual gifts survey? Have you ever taken a quiz about it? Okay, that's awesome. I've taken a couple recently just for fun. I didn't know he was going to do this. Pastor and Jeanette are, I'm sorry, how many, oh, I'm so sorry. Back up. This will help us find our niche. Let me slow down there. It'll help us find our niche in the body of Christ, and then we'll be able to develop this church even more by using our gifts. Now, Pastor and Jeanette's going on vacation. You think they should go? No. Yeah, they should. Now, come on, you guys. We would be very sad, but I would take your job as a barber, even though I'm not trained for that. I'd carve little pretties in people's heads. Their vacation's coming up in about a month. They will be going on a pastor and spouse retreat to Grafton, Illinois, October 10th through 12th, where they'll relax and recharge with 55 other pastors and spouses here on the Northwest Illinois District. That sounds like a great time. Mm-hmm. From there, they will drop off the radar to parts unknown for some time away. Will you have your bikes? Awesome. They will be gone two Sundays, October 9th and 16th. Now, even Jesus drew away to be alone just with God, so I guess we got to let him. So we want our pastor and Jeanette to feel like they've really gotten away and have really had some refill and recharge so they can be their best coming back. Should any needs arise during their vacation, we will call Bill Young. Please raise your hand, Bill Young. Okay, so y'all know who he is, right? He's our head treasurer, and Shelly Long, where are you, Shelly? Shelly, raise your hand. And she's the head of our stewards. Bill will be bringing the message those weeks, as always, so spirit-filled and practical. And now, shall we stand and worship together? All right. Sorry for the mess-ups, but enjoy.
It's all good. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'll read that again. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time.
Yes.
Come, let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us sing. Come with a thankful heart. Now to make a joyful noise to him, come let us sing. In his hands he holds creation, highest mountains, deepest sea, and in his hands he bears the scars of his great love for you and me.
Everything you are and everything
Lord. Amen.
The end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms.
Water you turned into wine, open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you, there's none like you. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes you rise. There's no one like you, there's none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome.
God, that we don't have to make it up and prop you up and polish the dust off of you. You are alive, and there's nothing we can do about it. We thank you, Lord, that you have stood throughout time. You've stood before time. You made time. And it all points to you, Lord. All creation rises to sing, and we want to join in. The birds are singing, the leaves, trees are doing what they're supposed to do, the flowers are growing, showing your glory. The animals reveal your creative ability. And we join in. We join in this morning with millions of others. And we thank you, Lord, that today we can lift our voices to our living, all-powerful, all-knowing Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving us from our sins, for delivering us from harmful patterns that would drag us down and impact and negatively affect generations. Thank you for deliverance, God. We lift our voices in praise to you because only you can break the chains. And we recognize that it all begins with you. Just as the gospel writer John said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And we receive your Word today. We thank you for the Bible. We thank you for the Word of life. We thank you for Jesus being the way, the truth, and the life. And today, Father, we accept this as reality. We begin there, and our perspective and our worldview comes from seeing things through your eyes. We resist, we refuse that our culture will set the agenda for us. We resist and we refuse that entertainment and media will tell us what to think. We resist and refuse the sinful patterns and behaviors of this culture. And Lord, we lift our bodies, our minds, and our souls to you as a living sacrifice today. Why you would receive us is too great for us to understand. But Lord, we thank you that today we are reminded through your Word that you receive us as dearly loved children. Lord, thank you for your love, for your forgiveness, and for your power, for the ministry of your Holy Spirit in our lives. We love you today, Lord. Thank you for administering your grace in every area of our lives. Lead us now as we seek to do what you have taught us to do. By example, using our gifts that we have received by your hand as Creator and administering your grace in every area of life, we praise you, Lord. Bless the offering as it is received. We thank you for the privilege we have of giving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Skill to understand what God has willed, what God has planned. I only know that it's right.
my Savior. I take him at his word. Christ, I do save me this time. And in my heart I find relief. Of him to be my Savior. That he would leave his place on my life. And come for sinful. My Savior loves,
my Savior lives,
my Savior's always there for me.
My God he was,
my God he is,
my God he is always gonna be.
Yes, live and die and let me go. My strength, my solace from the sun. That he be my Savior, that he would leave his place on high, and come for sinful after death. You count it strange, so what's the eye? Before I knew my Savior,
my Savior loves.
My Savior lives,
my Savior's always there for me.
My God, he was, my God, he is,
my God, he is always gonna be.
My Savior loves,
my Savior lives,
my Savior's always there for me.
My God, he was,
my God, he is,
my God, he's always gonna be.
My Savior loves,
my Savior lives,
my Savior's always there for me.
My God he was,
my God he is,
my God he's always gonna be.
My Savior loves,
my Savior lives,
my Savior's always there for me.
My God he was,
my God he is,
my God he's always gonna be.
My Savior loves,
my Savior lives,
my Savior's always there for me.
My God he was,
my God he is,
my God is always gonna be.
Be seated. I believe we have a video to play at this time on gifts.